I should have had some red wine or something playing here, because that's what I think of when guys drink wine. I always just assume they're like playing that in the background of their like their head. They're like, red wine.
Have you ever gone wine tasting, Joe?
I have.
Like, have you? Do you any wine ever?
Oh, I do like wine. I like dry stuff. I like sweet stuff. Like, I love Riesling. I love Moscato. But I like dry stuff, too. I mean, I don't know everything about the tannins and different things. But I've been a wine tasting before. My wife's family, like, they got me into wine. They drink, like, when we get over there, like, for Sunday dinners, like, when I used to live with them, where I live in Michigan, where they were at, every Sunday I'd go over there and we'd have two or three bottles of wine for the whole table.
So how this originated, I said something about a man who drinks wine. Like, I think it's sexy, or I like when men know how to pair meals with wine. And Joe was like, I wouldn't know that. I'm a real man and I drink beer. And that's how this was birthed.
Beer or liquor. It's just, I think nothing wrong with having wine, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like women want a man that's going to like do like a, you know, like a whiskey and something, or like a, you know, a craft beer, or like a Bud Light or something. I don't think they're like, oh, me and my husband are drinking Chardonnay.
Like that. See, I like when a man has red wine, and I think it's sexy with like steak. And I also like a man who has a signature drink. That's a turn on, like their go to. But I'm more definitely into men who drink wine than I would say beer.
I'm with Joe. I feel like, you know, I'm not going out with my guys and we're not like getting a wine, like we're getting a beer. So I'm with Joe.
But
I'm
if
not
you saying... took your honey on a date, would you guys go out for wine, like romantic?
I mean, personally, I'm not a big fan of wine, so I would definitely get a beer. But I feel like wine is more of like a business casual drink, or like a business drink.
That's not your go-to all the time. It's something you will have. Like, men can drink wine, but I mean, that's just my thought, though. Maybe I'm wrong, but ladies, 833-563-2539, do you find it attractive like Mackenzie says she does? Or does your man, is that his main like go-to, as a red or a white wine? And also, dudes, are you like a manly man that likes his Pinot Noir?
Yeah.
See, I think that is there's a sophistication level to it.
Is that what it is? Okay, let's see. 833-563-2539. Megan, what do you think about men that are drinking wine?
Well, my husband drinks wine for health reasons. His cholesterol was high, and I put him, like, you know, I said, you're a whiskey kind of guy, but let's switch to wine. And ever since, he actually goes to wine more than whiskey.
I want to get on that diet. It's for my health. I need it.
So his cholesterol's down.
And, you know, it's really good for, you know, DIY facial mask. I mean, I use it, you know, just because I want to feel young.
Yes.
Good news. Your cholesterol's down. Bad
news. You're my new best friend.
Your liver is shot. Hey, Megan, thank you for calling in and sharing that this morning. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Well, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong when I say that dudes that drink wine, it's just, I don't know. Like, is their main staple drink, Mackenzie? Something seems a little off to me. That doesn't seem
Why?
Like, you think that's attractive, that, oh my God, if a guy loves to have a glass of Chardonnay or Pinot Noir, or, I don't know a lot of wines. That's hot to you.
Yes, I think it is sexy as hell.
Okay, 833-563-2539. We'll kick it off with Jess this morning. Jess, is this sexy, or, you know, what do you think?
I do not think that.
All right.
I think wine is more like a women's drink. My wife loves wine. She goes on wine tastings and all the time, and that's not my go-to. It would be like a Budweiser, you know, something like that, or Bud Light, if anything.
So you're a beer man.
I am, for sure.
Do you ever
I can, you know, not too much, but when I can. You know, I like to go kick back and party a little bit.
When you party, because this is cool if you do, do you ever grab like two like Budweisers, just slam them together and like Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, beer, yeah.
I wish, but.
See, that is the epitome of not my type of guy.
What?
No
you
dice.
You want to like clank two wine, like clink, clink.
Hard pass.
Okay, interesting. We're learning a lot this morning. Darian, hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think about men that drink wine? Is that kind of a hot turn on, or you kind of wish they were drinking a cocktail or a beer?
I prefer myself a scotch, but if I go out on a date and I want to show the girl that I know what I'm talking about, I will pair wine with what I'm eating. Like if I'm eating a steak, I'll have a nice red wine or a pasta with a red sauce, a nice red wine, Alfredo gets a white wine. Fish gets a white wine.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. It's a turn on.
I'm still with Joe. I just drinking wine seems like a very elegant, feminine thing.
Yeah, but you want like a hoity-toity fancy dude like that wears like a velvet glove with lotion inside of it, so his hands like not cracked.
What?
Real work.
That is not
real
the case.
Working men are chugging the beers.
You still have to know how to smell the wine. You still have to know how to show how you that it has a bouquet and the flavors and the aftertaste.
You're getting Mackenzie so excited.
Yeah,
right
stop it. She's starting to sweat.
She can't even talk.
Go on.
Yes, tell me.
Go on.
Thank
next?
You for calling in. We appreciate it. Let's go to Sydney. Sydney, you're on Joe Mackenzie. What do you think?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think you guys are overthinking it. If you look at wine percentage, it's a lot higher in alcohol content than beer.
True.
And less calories. You get drunker faster. It tastes better.
Yep.
Beer is just not good.
You know what? I will give you this. Like, I think back in the day it was cool, like, when Game of Thrones was around. Like, back in the day,
yeah.
Like, give me a goblet of wine.
Yeah.
Back in the day, that, like, just ended not that long ago.
Well, no. I mean,
like, medieval times.
What? Medieval times. Like, way back in the day.
It's fun.
I have a question for you, Mackenzie.
Okay.
You always say, like, your type of guy. It's like, yeah, real manly man. Like, you know, a good, put-together manly man. So now I want you. I've got guy A and guy B.
Okay.
Guy A is sitting there sipping his wine and swirling it around. And
why does he have to talk like that?
And
so
guy
good.
B is over here with this Brutus beer.
What up,
with,
babe?
With the Bud Light. And he's taking a nice big gulp and then lets out a burp. So now,
those are two extremes.
Who do you want to go on a
date guy
with?
In the middle. I like a sophisticated, well put together man.
Oh, that's me. Hi.
Why is your voice like that?
Are you the girl from the TV commercial? Oh, you're so beautiful. Matt, good morning.
Stop.
Listening in Houston morning. On 92.1 Radio Now. I hear you do a very incredible job, a very dangerous job. What do you do?
I'm a fireman.
All right.
Oh,
thank you for protecting us.
Hot.
Where in H-Town? Where are you a firefighter?
I'm not going to go that far.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm a fireman.
All right, gotcha.
Yes.
I will say wine is very manly. And I would also say, if you look at the history of wine between other drinks, such as, you know, liquor or beer, what's been around longer? Look what Jesus and the apostles broke bread with at the you know, back in history.
Okay.
And I'm just saying Catholics drink wine.
Yes.
Wine's been around for a long time. And I don't know if you know about some certain wines like Madeira, for example. That's like a 17 or 18% wine.
How much?
So there's some pretty strong wines out there that are really good.
Speaking of strong, how much can you bench, Matt?
getting close to 300. I'm only 195. So.
Matt, what are you wearing right now?
Oh my God. Just my fireman
I'm
helmet.
I'm holding a bottle of wine for you.
Yes.
All right, we'll see.
Wow.
We'll see Matt in a fireman calendar soon. Hey, Matt, thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
You too, man. Thank
you
for all that you do out there. Mackenzie, you were honest. Can we hose her off? She's kind of hot and bothered.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
I like him.
All right, let's wrap it up. We'll go to Jason this morning. Jason, last one on this about, is it kind of a thing that women like to see or people think it's manly for a dude to drink wine, or should they be drinking like a beer and a cocktail?
Honestly, I mean, I'm a brewer, so like I do enjoy good craft beer, but at the same time, I think if I was to have wine with my loved one or spouse, I think it's kind of soothing, romantic. You know, it's a nice, intimate time, and it's just relaxing as well. So that's my take on it. I think a real man can drink wine if they love their spouse. So that's my take. That's all I got for you.
100%.
All right, Joe, you and me tonight, man. We're going downtown, pounding the wines. I mean, we lost, dude. We lost.
That's not how you say it. We're going to pound in the wines. Like, no one
Yo, bro, pass that Chardonnay. We're going to get wasted in here.